Happy Friday, everybody. My name is Stuart Huggins, and I serve as the student minister here at the Wesley Center in Chattanooga, and I want to go ahead and apologize for any loud noises or shaking of the building, literally shaking of the building that you see during this, or hear during this video, because there is some construction work. I think they're doing something with steam lines again. I don't know. But it's literally right in between the library and Wesley, so they were shaking the building earlier when they were using their heavy machinery. It was pretty scary. It woke me up. So I hope you guys have a awesome weekend. Before we get into the weekend, I kick you guys off. We're going to talk about our daily Bible readings for today, which are Psalm 82, Amos 2, 4 through 11, Acts 7, 9 through 16, or you can read Psalm 25, 1 through 10, Genesis 41, 37 through 49, or Acts 7, 9 through 16. And I'm going to be doing Genesis 41, 37 through 49 because I love this story in the Bible. So in the late 90s, early 2000s, it might have been right at 2000. I don't remember. I watched it as a kid, and I remember seeing commercials for it. There was a DreamWorks did a couple biblical movies. They did The Prince of Egypt, which awesome music, awesome story, awesome movie. I love that movie. And then they did Joseph, King of Dreams, which was the story of Joseph and the Pharaoh and the gifts of him being able to dream the future and things like see glimpses of the future and things like that. And if you watch that movie, you kind of know where this story is going, or if you've read this scripture before, which I hope you guys have. But let's read it, and then I'll give you guys a little more insight to what's going on. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, whom is in the spirit of the God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one to discern and wise as you, as discerning and as wise as you, excuse me. You shall be in charge of my palace, and my people are to submit to your order. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride on a chariot and his second in command, and people shouted before him, "Make way." Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in all Egypt." Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneth. I probably just butchered that, so Keith, I'm sorry. And gave a son, a daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, I also probably butchered that, to be his wife. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was just beyond measure. So if you know this story, basically what happened is Joseph had several brothers, and he was the favorite of his father. And his father gave Joseph this beautiful, beautiful robe. It was purple, all these different colors, which purple was kind of royalty, kind of higher up back then. Still kind of is significantly that kind of example, I guess, in some places. But they were so jealous of him, they essentially faked his own death. They pushed him in a hole, they ripped up his robes, they sold him into slavery. But Joseph had this really awesome thing where his dreams were essentially visions that God would give him of the future. And this would eventually give him the eye of the Pharaoh would eventually, come to him. He'd draw the attention of the Pharaoh. And he ended up basically ruling over Egypt. And his brothers eventually came to him begging for some of the grain that is talked about in the scripture here, because they were so hungry they couldn't do anything. But they didn't recognize Joseph, but he recognized them. And he had a choice to make here. I think we all would if we were put in a situation. Do I use my Pharaoh abilities, my pull as the Pharaoh, to just have my guards just make an example of these guys? Or do I forgive my brothers who just kind of regretted what they did to him? And that's what he chose to do, thankfully. So if you haven't watched Joseph, King of Dreams, it's a really awesome movie. DreamWorks did a really good job at depicting those scriptures in the Bible. And also, they have awesome music in them. The marching band that I work for, I teach the drumline for, that's our show this fall season, is The Prince of Egypt, which is the other movie that DreamWorks did. So, really good music, really, really good. And like I said, it just breaks down the stories real well. It always helps me to visualize things, and it just does it so perfectly. So, I hope you all have a great weekend. And I hope you all have your 4th of July festivities out. So, I will see you guys next Friday. Peace. Thank you.